KO4QLG, KO4NUE.
We're HKX, KO4NUE, you still there?
Hey, Patrick, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm headed up to the deer camp. Gonna do some firewood and spend a little time with Chris. You on the road?
Yes, sir. I'm heading to my fourth or fifth stop already this morning.
What time of the holidays you gonna quit moving?
After next Thursday, I will shut down until after the first of the year.
I got you. Good deal. Good deal. Well, where you are in? You're in Greenville today, right?
Yes, sir. I'm in the Cherrydale area today.
But chainsaw log splitting area today.
Done that, and if you need any help, let me know. I'll try to get down there one weekend. But hey, when you talk to Chris, will you let him know those punch and chisel D orders come in? I have them for him.
And I will let him know as soon as I get there.
Appreciate that. And whenever he wants to get with me to get those, or we can meet up. If you want to meet tomorrow for lunch like we did, that's fine. Whatever.
It will do. And this is going to let you know I announced your name on the Thermal Belt Net last night as a new member. Hope you don't mind that. And everybody was pleased to know that we've got a new member. So welcome to the club.
Thank you, sir. And no, that's not a problem. I don't mind at all. That antenna and mast up, I can be able to hit the repeater.
I can't wait till you get your stuff. Just let me know as soon as you get your stuff, and we'll get up here and get done. Patrick, or do you live upside of a mountain or a steep grade?
Not real steep.
Bobcat with a ditch cutter on the front of it. I'm just wondering, do I need to bring that?
No, scratch it across there to get that pipe buried. Won't be no big deal. I'll take care of that by hand. It's not that far anyway.
All right. Well, just wasn't sure.
But I don't think we'll need anything like that. Mainly just getting that post set so I can put everything against it and use it to sturdy everything up.
Spring diggers. That won't be a problem. And we'll. So this is the pole for height, or is it to stabilize the hinge, or both?
For stabilizing the hinge, that way it's got something rigid there to put behind it, other than those 2-inch poles. Not that I don't think they will do it, but that's the way they had it up, so I figure that's probably the best way to put it back up.
Is it guide in, or just sitting on the poles?
Had any guys in it or not, I'd have to ask Gary about that. He's the one that took it down, so he would know. And I didn't ask. I don't see anywhere on the poles that they had any, but I'm not sure.
Is it Patrick? Do you remember?
No, sir, I don't. I'll have to find out for sure. And if it's not high enough, I may have to see about getting a couple more poles and adding to it.
Well, I've got a bunch of pipe. If you get an opportunity, would you take a picture of the base of it? From the side and from, so I can see the side of the pipe. And so I can see the ID and OD of the pipe.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're looking for. I'll definitely get that to you. I'll try to, well, it won't be tonight because I'll be late tonight getting in, so it'll probably be tomorrow, Thursday, the earliest.
Good. Now, is this a beam?
Yes, it is. It's a beam. Gary knows all about it. He's the one, I got it from him. So he'll know which one it was and everything. So I have to ask him again.
rotator with it.
Roger that. There is. I got to get the wire for it, though.
Yep.
Close to 50, 60 feet.
I'm pretty sure I got what you need. I'm sure I got enough. I'll have to take a look at it and see. But, do you remember, you don't remember how many pins are on it, do you?
No, sir, I don't. That's the one thing I got to look at so I can find out. That's how come I hadn't ordered the wire yet.
Do you know if it's a light duty or a medium duty or heavy duty?
Tell you, there again, it come with the antenna, so Gary's got all that information. But I would say it's probably a heavy duty, medium to heavy duty, just looking at it.
I'll meet with Gary today or tomorrow, one of the two. I'll get the specifics from him. And I'll talk with Chris and see what we got down here in the storage containers for all that stuff we bought from Ryobi. I think there's something down there, but we'll take a look and see.
Well, you be careful on over there, and maybe Chris is there now. You can give him a shout. But I'm gonna hop off here so I can get in this stop and get it going. Good to talk to you this morning. Be careful out there. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Safe. Watch out for them drivers out there. KO4 NUE. I'll be clear.
KB2HXS mobile with me. WKB2HXS. 7J mobile. KB2HXS. I'm here up in Hendersonville. Just making the dreaded trip to Walmart. I don't envy you. Oh my gosh. Well, Dave down here in Gurr, actually heading towards Pendleton this morning. I gotta go do a change out for a nice young lady. And I'm not going to Walmart. Well, at least you're going early in the morning. And we beat the crowds. Prescription there. And I get mine at Ingles. They are so much better, so much faster. But this is for my dad, and his insurance is there. So there you have it. Anyway, that's what I'm up to this morning. I got a little bit of shopping I figured I'd do at the same time. Since I got to go in, might as well get it all done at the same time. And D7J mobile. Oh, very good, Bob. Yeah, right. Well, my shopping is pretty much done for Christmas. We don't go crazy for gifts. You know, we'd rather go and do things and have memories instead of spending all kinds of hundreds of thousands of dollars on stupid items we'll never use. So we do the pajama thing on Christmas Eve, and you know, we get the grandkids a couple items, and that's pretty much it. On Christmas gifts, my wife and I usually don't buy either. We either don't buy each other anything, or we buy something small for each other. You know, we pretty much do it towards the kids and the grandkids and all that stuff. But my wife goes way overboard. She goes way overboard between her and my daughter. It's ridiculous. But I've learned. I hand her a check or cash. Tell her here's my donation, and I don't know what they do with it. But anyway, they go overboard. That's all I can tell you. Donation. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, my wife and I, we just, you know, we'll exchange pajamas. You know, I get her, like, some themed pajama or something, you know. And we do that. She'll do that for the, you know, for the kids and, you know, my mom with us. So we did, like I said, we did a pajama thing Christmas Eve. And it's, you know, it's minimal. And then we just take care of the grandkids. I bought my granddaughter a guitar this year for her birthday. Her birthday was December 8th. So I bought her a guitar, which covers both Christmas and her birthday, and she was thrilled. She, man, I tell you, the smile on her face was just ear to ear. That's worthwhile, but like I said, my wife goes way overboard. last year or 2 years ago, she bought my grandson a trampoline. And we already went through the trampoline phase when I raised all my kids. So I was against the trampoline, to say the least, but it showed up and it got set up. And there it sits in the backyard like a monument. I don't think much of two kids have jumped on it. But I do not dare mention getting rid of it. Oh, no. No, 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 no. You get rid of that trampoline, you're the enemy of the week. it's funny. My granddaughter will come over to the house. They live right in Lyman, so they're only like 10 minutes from us. And she walks right over to my guitars. She'll pop one of the cases open and start, you know, plucking away at it. I'm like, really? Okay. So a buddy of mine and I, we went up to the Guitar Center last Sunday, and I found it's a short scale Fender Strat Squire, which is, I mean, it's not so small that I can't play it, but got it for a really good price, and it was actually the color that she liked, so I was like, wow, good for me. Pop-Pop did something right for once.
That it falls into your lap. But I can remember standing at Best Buy at like 2:30 in the morning to be the first one in line to get the new Xbox. And Chuck the Talking Truck years ago, that was a real hoot. One of my kids, I think it was Bobby, he had to have a Chuck the Talking Truck. And, oh my God, but we got it, but it was a chore.
Never been in time that I stood in line like that. No, that's just a little crazy for me.
What two evils. It was either me standing in line, or I knew my wife would have went and stood out there at 2 in the morning, so I wasn't going to let her do that.
I don't know how you feel about Amazon, but I do a good portion of my shopping on Amazon because I don't want to be bothered wasting my time and gas and energy going to these stores and fighting people online and putting up with attitudes, all kinds of stuff to get some silly thing, you know?
Hardly. We do most of our stuff Amazon now, but this was 20 years ago. There was no such thing as Amazon. You wanted it, you had to go stand in line to get it.
Oh, absolutely. No, I understand that. But I didn't even do that back then, you know? If I wanted something for Christmas, I darn well waited till after Christmas when they're trying to blow the stuff out at half price.
Yeah, leaving a note under the Christmas tree that says, hey, we're going to get you this, but we're not doing it till spring. I don't think that would cut it.
Well, I didn't have children 20 years ago. I was with my first wife, and she had four girls, so she basically took care of the Christmas shopping while I was on the road still, so. But now, my beloved wife, we have two boys, you know, her boys, and the older boy has, he's married with the two grandkids, so we spoil the grandkids.
Pretty much why I let my wife be in charge of Christmas, and she likes it, and so basically, if she says, hey, can you go pick this up, I'll probably do it for her. But that's about the extent of it. Hey, listen, I'm in Walmart parking lot. Going to probably lose you if I already haven't. So good talking to you this morning. Best 73s, happy holidays.
Yeah, same here, Bob. I'm sure we'll run into you again on the radio. 73, KB2HXS Mobile, heading towards Pendleton.
ND7J clear.
KO4NUE. Good morning, sir. I'll get your call right here in just a minute.
Hey, Chad. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you, bud?
I'm heading out to Pendleton, helping out one of my customer's daughters. I tell you what, I really take my hat off to this young girl. 18 years old, and she already bought a house.
So, that's impressive.
Yeah, and she's going to college. Well, it's nice. She's going to college out in Pendleton. Excuse me. She worked, her mom was telling me that she worked, pretty much all her high school days in at Publix and saved all her money up. And she put a big chunk down on this little house. It's a little house, but, old 1,200 square foot, two bedroom, You could probably reach end to end down the house and reach the walls, but you know what? hey, I give the girl a lot of credit for doing what she did, you know?
Absolutely. It don't matter if it's a square box. Hey, you know, for what homes are selling for today, I mean, that's quite a feat. To have enough discipline to save for all those years, that's really hard for a teenager. Heck, it's really hard for me, and I'm nearly 50.
Well, I tell you what, it really boils down to upbringing and really good family life and good, you know, good parental guidance. And her mom and grandma, I mean, I know they helped her a little bit to get the house. But it's a little house. I think she paid like $75,000 for it, and she's got no mortgage. So she can go to school without having to worry about the mortgage or anything.
Smart, too. Discipline and smarts in a teenager, that's pretty rare. So kudos to her.
Oh, yeah, and I was talking to her the other day. I said, you know, I popped out there Saturday to see what was going on, and I asked her what... you know, what her future plans were for the house to determine which direction we were going to go. And, you know, she's going to stay there probably 5 years and then use it for a rental or an Airbnb. I said, well, there you go. That's beautiful. You know, and then turn it into an income.
And you said she's in the Pendleton area, so that's, I mean, that's kind of close for, you know, some of the industry. So she could probably Airbnb that to death for people coming in and out of, you know, maybe a place like BMW or one of the other plants for, you know, just for a couple of days and then fly back to wherever they came from and all. That sounds pretty smart to me.
Well, not only that, the college is right there, too. She's only... I think a mile or two from the college, and it's only like literally two blocks to the downtown area, so you can drive right into downtown. That's what my wife and I did Saturday. We drove out Saturday to take a look at things, and you know, we went into the downtown area, and unfortunately, and I say this unfortunately, we found the pastry shop. It was good.
Daughter-in-law, she's not a teenager, but she just bought a home in Dineen Mills. She's right down there downtown, and she's been fixing it up, and her and her sister, which is my wife, they do a bunch of antiquing kind of stuff. So they've got, you know, they've bought cast iron sinks and, you know, clawfoot cast iron tub at all these antique stores, and then I'm the one that has to take the valves down at the machine shop and, you know, remake a valve or remake a stem or get a broken bolt out or whatnot. So, yeah, they've had me pretty busy for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, there you go. Just keep the missus happy. That's all you got to do. Yeah, I know. I've been doing some work around my house from time to time. I'm we're getting ready to do, well, we were going to do it. Well, we're in process of rebuilding one of the flower areas. We're going to turn it into a little bit of a garden, and I got to get some mulch out front. You know, things like that, just silly things. And then, you know, I'm going to get up in the attic and redo some of the ductwork in the attic a little bit, make it a little bit more efficient. And hopefully next year change over to gas heat instead of heat pump.
We've got gas heat. It's propane. It's not natural gas, but we've got propane heat for the secondary, and we run a wood stove to heat the house with a wood stove. But the AmeriGas came out there the day and filled up the tank. It's $4.89 a gallon. My word. So I'm coming up here to the deer camp, and I'm gonna get me a truckload of firewood today.
Oh man. Yeah, we're on natural gas. We have natural gas stove, and all I have to do really is pipe the gas up to the attic area and you know, prep it and stub it out for stub it out for a gas furnace. We got 1,800 square foot of heat, and we were also thinking about putting a stove in our great room. We were looking at one about a week or so ago. It's really nice. It doesn't get real hot. It's so well insulated that it actually has vents that under the top of the stove to let the heat out, and the sides don't get super hot. You can actually put your hand on the sides without getting burned. The only thing I have to do is just kind of build the area, put the slate down on the floor, and then run the flue up through the roof.
With propane or natural gas heat, we've figured out that over the years that it drives air out pretty well in the house, to the point to where, you know, our skin gets really dry and itchy from the propane heat, and especially the wood heat. So she keeps a pot of water on top of the stove. It doesn't boil. It just gets, you know, hot enough to release moisture into the room, and get the moisture level up enough to where it doesn't drive us crazy, itching all the time from dry heat. But there's nothing like wood heat. I mean, nothing like it.
Up in New York, we had a wood-burning stove that was an insert into the fireplace. And I tell you what, in that room, it was a cathedral ceiling in that area. I tell you what, it would heat the heck out of that house. You'd have to open the windows up in the wintertime to cool off. But yeah, that's a good idea. We did the same thing. You know, you put a pot of water on the top, you know, a little brass pot, and just let it steam off a little bit. Because you got to be careful of, you know, nosebleeds and things like that. You dry your sinuses out, man. That's not good.
Christmas time, she'll drop some handful of cloves. Well, not a handful, but some cloves or some cinnamon down in that hot water. And, boy, it sure does make the house smell good.
Oh, yeah, a little potpourri there, or what we call potpourri. Yeah, my wife will do that on the gas stove when we're, you know, around Christmas time. She'll make up a little pot of stuff. You know, she'll throw some citrus in there, and we've got all kinds of stuff growing around the yard. So, oh, yeah, no, we love that.
Sawmill, a little wood miser, and from time to time I've cut some cedar for, I don't know, outside, whatever people need to cut for, and I'll carry some pantyhose up there and drape them over the discharge chute on the sawmill, and fill it full of cedar shavings, and we put that in our socks and underwear drawer and in our closet. You know, makes everything smell like cedar. You know, that's. And it lasts, I don't know, probably lasts 8-9 months, I'd say, before I have to, you know, swap them out. But, yeah, that's kind of what we do. She's got some candles, too, some scented candles she keeps in the house. But she's always up to something. Always just busy, busy, busy. Sometimes our daughter's here from Clemson, and the house is, she's staying till back from Christmas break, and the house sounds like a jar full of bumblebees with her and my daughter in there all the time.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, we just got the four of us living in our house, my wife, myself, my mother, and then we have my wife's younger son. He's 31, but you don't see too much of him. But, yeah, oh, no, we're loving life up here. We're loving the atmosphere. We like the cold weather because it really denotes Christmas, you know, or this time of year it's nice. Not 90 degrees in Florida in January or December.
We also have her mother there in a mother-in-law suite. Her health is not well. And we care for her. And she's there with us. But we had to build her a separate suite. You know, it's attached to the house with a walkway, but it's still separate. But if you got a family member you're caring for, that's you know, kudos to you, because that's, I understand how challenging that can be.
Yeah, challenging is an understatement, for sure. My mom, we have a bedroom for her. I didn't build on a suite or anything, because she's just not as mobile as some people her age. She's 86, and she's got COPD, and oh my gosh, she's got a host of things that she's got issues with, but... So she can walk from the bedroom out to the kitchen area. It's about maybe 25 feet or so, 25, maybe 30 feet. And that's pretty much what she does. She doesn't, you know, we cook for her and, you know, do everything for her. And she's got some healthcare workers that come in a couple days a week to tend to her other, you know, personal needs and things like that.
About the same here, 2 days a week with her, they come, you know, sit with her all day, and whatever she needs, they take care of her. And then we have a doctor that comes out, I think it's as needed, I can't remember, but, the female arthritis, it's real bad. I can't remember if it's osteo or rheumatoid, but it's not the kind of like, okay, my fingers are hurting because I have arthritis. It's she's bent over, she can see the top of her knees, and that's it. I mean, it's bad. Can't move, can't walk, you know, has to be fed and showered and things like that. It's quite a challenge, but it's an honor too.
Yeah. My mom, same thing. She's not bent over, but between the congestive heart failure and her legs being all blown up, and you know, her toes look like little nublets and stuff. Yeah, and she just can't do certain things. So yeah, that's what our healthcare workers do for her too. They, you know, they get her cleaned up and freshened up and whatnot.
It was really helpful. Anna's, my wife's brother, is an architect up in Manhattan, and he designed the little mother-in-law suite that she lives in. And each family member had, you know, put ideas into the build. And my idea was the shower stall. We don't have, there is no ledge on the shower stall at all. It transitions from the floor straight into the shower stall. And that's a little bit unusual, you know. We just put a couple of towels down, so the water can't get out. But, you know, no step ups, no trip ups, wheelchair goes right in. I mean, it's that was my contribution to the mother-in-law suite, and it sure is nice not having to deal with a ledge.
Perfect thing. We have a big double stall shower, same thing. She can walk in there no problem with her walker, and then, you know, we have the shower chair in there and everything, so yeah, the girls can take care of that. Anyway, Chad, let me get out of here. I gotta make a quick stop, and then I gotta be heading on my way here. Gotta get Boogie into Pendleton. Traffic this morning, I guess it's normal for this area.
KB2HXS, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
KO4NUE. Sir, I enjoyed the queue, so I did. Be safe, and watch out for the other drivers out there. Very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to you, sir. I'll be 73.
Hi, good enough, Chad. KO4NUE, KB2HXS, 73. I'm sure we'll catch up again, no worries.
4QLG, KO4QLG, KO4NUE.
KO4QLG, go ahead.
What's going on, brother? How are you this morning?
Fine, Reagan. Just getting started for the day.
Hey.
started on it right now. How far out are you?
I'm Highway 8, probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 miles from the city.
I'll have some ready for you.
I'll see you in probably 10-15, I guess. But how'd you rest last night? You rest well?
Drinking so after y'all got done talking about your antennas.
Like I was telling Larry, I think it's time to start dealing with some of this impedance everybody's talking about and trying to get my hands wrapped around that. So, next step, I guess.
Doesn't sound like you're doing it the right way. You got some good direction.
Yeah, Larry's pretty helpful with that kind of stuff. But, at any rate, alright, well, I'm gonna keep pushing on in. I'm right here at, I think it's Abner Elementary. So I'll be there in a little bit, I guess. KO4NUE.
Friday. I won't be here. I'll have you some calls ready. KO4QOG, I'm clear.
KO4NUE, clear.